ideas and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit show. I am your host, Regina. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Dragon, Psychic Medium and Reiki Healer, or on my webpage at www.ladydragon.com. And if you'd like to get in contact with me to set up any readings, you can email me at ladydragonpsychicmedium@gmail.com. Now tonight we have a wonderful guest with us. I've had the great pleasure of being able to talk with her throughout the last couple weeks. She's joined us a couple weeks ago to talk about coding and what this year held for us. We didn't quite get through that show because we love talking, but she is a coding interpreter and helps provide insight and understanding of energy patterns that are in your life. Jessie On Nichols George. Did I say that right, Jessie?
Yes, you did perfectly.
Awesome. Welcome, Jessie. It's great to have you back.
It is so wonderful to be back, and it's hard to believe it was just a month ago that we were here and talking and starting about, you know, the year and what's happening this year, which is just grim, incredible times, really.
It really is, you know, and I took notes on the months that we did. I think we got through March, but I was, you know, kind of looking at them and watching, and sure as poo, you know, I could see those, all of that going on. So that's exciting. That's really interesting.
And I encourage anybody who didn't catch the show a month ago to go back and listen to that as an archive show, because I know on your show,
yes,
Regina, they can do that. And it's going to catch,
yes,
them up the pace of how I got into doing this work as a coding interpreter. And for as a brief summary, what I do as a coding interpreter is I'm able to take a look at the true vibration, how something functions in this world and how it's interacting with anything and everything else in the world. And, you know, when we get down to it, everything is so very, very precise. and it's really, you know, no amazement that we get a certain result in something, because when you, it's just like a recipe. If you put certain amounts of certain ingredients together, you're going to get a certain result. But even if you vary the amounts that you use on the ingredients a little bit, you can get a different result. So you use, say, the same ingredients for a cake and for a bread, but one time you get cake and one time you get bread. And if you cook those in different altitudes, if you cook one down at the beach and you cook one up at, you know, 10,000 feet of elevation in the mountains, you're going to get a different taste and a different result. So
yeah,
codes are very similar in that sense. The slightest nuances from a name or a location or a place or a date or anything can influence it. And just to get everybody a perspective for a minute, if you just stop and take a look at what's right in front of you, you don't even have to look around the whole room, just what's right in front of you right now. And maybe there's a picture on the wall, maybe there's a window, maybe there's curtains, whatever there is. If we were just to take everything that you can see straight in front of your face, there's probably 100 different things at least interacting, from colors to shapes to sizes to textures to building materials, all kinds of things. And all of these things create a specific vibration, as well as how they're interacting with you, because you're in that room, in that space. But when you leave the room, it actually takes on a different vibration because you're not there interacting with it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it like that. That's true.
So this is fun stuff. For people who haven't listened in, you're going to have a joy today.
I love it. You know, and it goes, and I've had the great pleasure, thank you very much, of putting up with my questions. I mean, I think I've kind of, yeah. But I've learned in talking to you that it's more than just like coding with your name, you know, or the house that you live in. You know, it can go down to, you know, how you function in storms or how you function in a certain job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that to be very interesting. And like you were saying earlier today, that you work well with tornadoes. So that kind of surprised me.
Tornadoes singularly.
I'll
tornadoes. Tornadoes singularly, not tornadoes as a plural. But it is interesting because I had a very interesting experience, and I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, and here again, a tornado hitting today versus hitting tomorrow could make a huge difference. So, you know, those have different vibrations in things. For me, a tornado just on its own is a very powerful symbol for me. A snow tornado. So now we could get down to differentiating. Are we talking a snow tornado? Are we talking a regular tornado? You know, what are we talking about? Are we really talking about a dust devil? Those all have different vibrations to them. And then if we combine that to being at a certain day in a certain location, now we're getting a whole nother level of symbology and understanding. And what you're, for our listeners, what Regina is referring to is this morning I got up and I've been doing some, you know, work to pay off bills. So a so-called regular job on top of what I do, which I'm closing out today because I'm relocating, which I'm very, very excited about. And this weekend, matter of fact, I'm moving locations, moving down towards the Indianapolis area. And in this process this morning of heading out, I thought, oh, well, you know, the snow is about 6 to 9 inches, but I'm looking down the roads and it's like, okay, it's been blowing, so it's kind of clear in these areas. And a vehicle just came by, so there's like tracks already there. I know I can make it, right? And there's this little hill from where I've been staying. And I thought, okay, I can do this. The snow really isn't that deep. And I start to go up this hill, and it's just like I can't go anywhere. Of course, I'm like getting stuck, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not what I should have listened. I should have stayed home, right, you know, sort of thing. I have different things going through my head. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep, because I could feel like going like an inch, you know, at a time. And I'm like, okay, just have patience with this because, you know, there's something going on here. There's something more than what I understand. And it's like, it's okay. And I kept getting this sense, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Don't give up on this. But it probably took me about 20 or 30 minutes to get up this little hill, right, that's about a block's distance. Mm-hmm. And I finally make it up there, and I get to this place, and I always park in the same spot, you know, have it, right? Park in the same spot every time I go there. And one of the people I work with, he was in the parking lot, and normally I would get there about 15 to 20 minutes earlier than what I did. And he said to me later in the day, because I couldn't figure out why would I be given the ability to actually get there this morning in the midst of this huge snowstorm and blizzard we've had going on in our area here in the central states. Yeah.
You
know, why would I be given the ability to go there this morning but have this delay? it wasn't quite adding up to me. So one of my coworkers came up later and he says to me, he goes, you know, I was sitting in the parking lot and he says, I wish I could have shifted my phone fast enough to get a picture, but I couldn't. He says, right there, and I would park next to these, like, you know, where you put the carts mm-hmm. at a store, you know, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And they have the bins there for
little
them.
Gate.
He says,
yeah.
I'm looking at this thing because you always park right there next to it and you're not there and we weren't sure if you'd make it in today. And he says, and all of a sudden, he says, a 20-foot snow tornado happens right in this parking stall, right where you park your car all the time. So,
oh, my goodness.
That's why I was having trouble getting up the hill today.
Wow.
But, you know, here again, when I put all these pieces together, it's very, very fascinating. What's interesting is that even though the area I've been having my address attached to is not fully coded to me, this place that I've been staying is actually very well coded to me. So I felt very protected by this. And then the snow tornado has another connotation, but tornado in general for me is about stepping into my power. It shows this transition that I'm making is all about stepping into my power. And I've had that come up numerous times in regard to the shift. So it was just another big affirmation. And people tease me all the time because they go, I wonder what's going to happen when you leave here, you know, because and then the storm hit right in the middle of this transition. And I say that, and I know we're having fun sharing stories right now, and we'll get to all the other stuff. We did actually get through all the way through September on the last show.
September,
so,
okay.
You know, people can go back and catch that show to catch the aspects of the year there, and we will get to the rest of the year. But when I left Southern Utah a couple of years ago, and I took residency in South Dakota, and then I went back to Southern Utah for a couple of months to wrap everything up, and then I was going on the road full-time with my work, doing workshops and presentations and things like that. And and when I left Southern Utah to tour and not go back to Southern Utah to live, a boulder drops in the highway on Interstate 15.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? It shuts down the highway for like 3 months until like Christmas time, which would be the time I would be going back there to see family. And after I passed through there, and I found this out like a few days later, you know, from family, that it was about 30 minutes to 2 hours, I think closer to 30 minutes to an hour, after I had passed through the highway pass that this boulder dropped in the highway. And then I'm headed down Interstate 15, and I'm headed down through Vegas, and right behind me as I'm going through the Vegas region, two flash floods hit that wipe out the interstate.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was like, you are not going back there. You know, it was just like this huge release, and there was so much more emotional stuff going on at that time because my mother was ailing and all these things were going on, and it was, you know, it was a hard decision to have to leave a place that I moved to be near my mom in her older,
mm-hmm.
you know, later years at the last, you know, few years of her life. And so, you know, this time it's like, okay, I don't have all that emotional stuff going on. I'm leaving under happy terms. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens. But it's still a big transition. And that's the thing. When we make these big transitions that are in alignment with divine spirit, with divine path, and the codes are a tool that help me help people get into those alignment spaces. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what opens up. And you know, we had this little snow tornado in the parking lot this morning, but they also had a level 3 tornado down in northern Indiana, which is where I'm headed.
Yeah, so.
And that happened this morning as well. So. It's
that's
an
really
interesting
sign.
I
love it.
Yes.
I love it looking at things like that. In speaking with you, you know, I've learned to kind of see things in a bigger picture, in a more connected way, so to speak. I guess, you know, recently I was let go from my job, and I'm like, well, in your episode, you know, Divine was like saying, no, you're just not going, and I'm going to place things in your path to show you you're not going, you know, and I knew I had to leave for a long time this place, and I was just taking too long, you know,
mm-hmm.
so... And it just wasn't, and when I was speaking with you before, you know, I could see that things just weren't lining up there in alignment. I use alignment. I know we talked about alignment and code being kind of two different things, right?
There, I like to kind of see them as two sides of the same coin.
Okay.
Codes are a tool for helping us come into alignment. And... codes help us be in that alignment, and they are an alignment of their own in a sense, because they're an alignment of energy, and this is where I think one of the great things that I've really taken away from working with codes so much and delving into this, and for those that are wondering, well, what are these codes? They're really the way your energy or vibration works in this world. They're the way your energy, the true nature, flows for you. And again, that interaction, it's kind of like a personal blueprint of how you function in this world. So when we're looking at this, it's really helped me a lot to let go of the right, the wrong, the good, the bad types of things. Because,
right.
you know, what might be a really favorable flow for me might not work for you. It's like gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why, if rose quartz has this certain energy and that's going to give that to everybody, then why does it have a really big impact for one person and not another person? And
right.
these are some of the
yeah.
questions I always had prior to codes is, well, if this thing does this and it is that great, why does it work for one person and not another? And that is because of the way our personal energy flow connects or doesn't connect with that. And it doesn't make it wrong or us bad because we can't connect to, say, rose quartz. It just means we have a different stone that we connect to. Or, you know, we just have a different way that our energy works. And so I think that's what's interesting is this really hones in on that personal aspect. And it gives us, I think, a lot more insight or understanding in the sense of what we need to do to be in alignment. And so I think that's the key, is it's the same even though it's different.
Right.
I hope that made
no,
sense.
I totally get it because it's when you said, you know, the rose quartz, I was having difficulty going into meditation sometimes or being grounded, really centered. And all these people said, well, use this stone, use this stone, use this stone. And they all did the same thing in helping you ground. But it wasn't until I picked up the bloodstone that I connected with that grounding energy. You know, so it does. Your own personal energy plays a part. And I guess I never looked at it that way.
Exactly. And this is where we can run into some challenges. So, you know, some people that weren't really sure when they looked at my codes and, you know, I had talked about coding with some of my coworkers and people that have some of these kind of spiritual ways of living life and things like that. And, you know, as I've been talking to them, I would show them examples. Okay, look at what's happened in my life since this point in time over these last few months. This is the code pattern that shifted. You know, I shifted from here to here. I shifted from this to that. And, you know, as much as I might love the people here, this is not a favorable
right.
spot for me. And
right.
so, you know, I've been blessed with really, really wonderful people, but that doesn't always make it a great flow. And so I have certain challenges here. Like one of the patterns I have here in Sioux Falls, there's an aspect of competition that comes up, and there's an aspect of also money or physical things being destroyed or broken down or taken away. And an example of this is, okay, well, nobody was going to boot me out of my job, right? Nobody was going to take my income source away from me. But what happened in this process was I had a bunch of health issues at the end of the year, and then my vehicle, which I have been, you know, basically living out of, traveling around in, all of these things, and I work with that as opposed to staying in hotels all the time because that gets very expensive. And
yeah.
So I, you know, was working with that, and I'm like, okay, well, I still got my vehicle to work with, and in the middle of a cold night one time, and I'm running the vehicle to stay warm for a little bit, running it off and on here and there, and the fuel pump goes out on my vehicle.
Oh.
And it's like, this is just unbelievable. Well, I couldn't be in my vehicle because I was recovering from this whole realm of health things that got triggered. And I'm like, oh, this is unbelievable. Now I have to go get a hotel for a period of time. So now I'm not bringing in income. Money is going out the door. My health is... So the physical things are not always our finances. They can be things like unexpected expenses, costs that are coming up that shouldn't be coming up. Because I have, for example, a reasonably new vehicle. It's only a couple of years old. And... you know, and health things. So these other pieces can come up. And I told some people, I said, I love you guys sticking around for what's coming up next. I'm just sorry, but I've got to get out of Sioux Falls, you know, here and make a shift. And I had planned to go to Canada, but my resources for everything there got pulled in the midst of, you know, all of these other things going on. So I had to pick another place in the States. So that's why I'm headed towards the Indianapolis area. I'll be in like a suburb to that area, but it's going to be great for some of the work I'm doing with caves and a whole variety of things. But these are the subtleties. So when I get down there, I will be in a whole different other flow that will open a lot of opportunities for me. It will minimize these different things. And this is also an explanation of how when we're working with our codes, and people have these different vibrational flows, why one person seems to do almost nothing and the success just pours into them. And somebody else does all these amazing things and they're putting out this incredible work and all of this stuff, and it's like nobody's paying attention to them.
Right.
That always shows up in the codes. When I run codes, it always shows up in that. So understanding these things, we can then make adjustments. It's just like planetary alignments, in a sense that if you know there's going to be a whole ton of Mars energy, which we have coming up around this time, right, because we have Aries not too far away, and usually whatever sun sign we have, there's three or four or five planets in that sign for a week or so. And so if you know everybody's going to be really highly aggressive and attacking, then you can make adjustments for that. But if you don't know it, then you tend to get caught up in the reactions of all of that.
Right.
So codes are kind of the same way. When you understand them, you can make those adjustments.
I've got a question for you. How does one like me, or, you know, some of our listeners who have kind of no idea how to look at what our codes are, how can we learn, or where can we go to learn, or is that...
Well, I will say that I'm the only person that I'm aware of that does what I do. I don't know of anybody else doing this. I've been thinking about it more and more, and I realize that while I do have some pretty intensive packages, which I find very useful for people who want to progress on. I've been thinking a lot about opening up a just coaching, some basic coaching options where I can look at just some of the primary principles of of somebody's energy flows or working out a, you know, looking at a situation for them. I'm waiting, and shouldn't say waiting, but I'm trying to see how the flow will go as I make this shift into Indiana. I really want to put out a day book for people so that similar to the astrology books where they can go in and say, here's the currents of the day. And then even without knowing what their own flow is, they can understand these are the currents of the day. And you know, why would we want to know those bigger global patterns? Well, we would want to know them because most of the people are walking around in this world getting caught up in the reaction because they're not living from that really conscious, aware space of what's happening. So they're going to be caught up in those more global, bigger influences that are going on. So
that's
if we
a
understand
neat idea.
How to deal with the base patterns, and I'm still working on how to bring out more in the way of workshops, weekend intensive, week-long intensives where people can come in and really delve into the 52 key patterns of codes with me and understand. Because let's say you don't know anything about codes. You don't have my book to work with or, you know, that's not available. If you understand how these patterns work, then you can start to understand how to shift your energy.
Right.
If you understand you're in a competition pattern, then you can understand how to shift that. So that's kind of the direction I'm working on it to bring some of these out to make it more accessible to people.
Well, that would be really neat. That would be really neat.
Yeah.
So before we go a little farther here, why don't you tell everyone where they can get a hold of you or reach you in case they want to do any sessions with you regarding their code?
Sure. They can connect with me through my website, which is compassioncodes.com, and that's compassioncodes.com. They can connect with me through Facebook, Jesse on Nichols George. I've got a couple of different pages up. I have one up under my own name, one up as coding Jesse on Nichols George coding interpreter, and also Activating Compassion, which is my author's page. I'm on some of the other social media, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Pinterest. I don't, you know, some of those I'm not as active on, but LinkedIn and Facebook and Tumblr I'm pretty active on. And they can also email me, Jang, which is my initials, J-A-N-G, at compassioncodes.com. So those are all options for connecting really easily.
Nice. I just want to bring up something. I found it really interesting when I was talking to you last time. I guess I never thought of it. You know, people have kids and they give their kids family names. And it never occurred to me what comes with that because, you know, names have an energy all their own as well. And we were talking about my daughter wants to change her name. And in just that name, how much power was in just that one last name. And I found that really interesting and how that all flowed and worked together.
Well, definitely. Okay. And names is what I launch from, which is really cool because whereas astrology needs, say, like a birth time and a birthplace and things like that to work with, I can work strictly from names. And that's what I use, is terms and words and names, because every word has a whole vibrational flow to it. It has a whole story in it. And each letter within every word has a whole story to it. So when we start to get into, say, different even languages or things like this, this is why you could take the same basic concept, and in America it's called one thing, in another country it's called something else, and get a totally different vibration from it.
Right.
So, yes, I was so happy to be able to take a look at the name energy when we were looking at your daughter's name and looking at some things that were going on with your name. And we forget we have, you know, three key components within that name that are general themes, and that's our outer world and our inner world and our bloodline history. And so even shifting a single letter can completely shift how we function in this world and what works and what doesn't work for us. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that was really cool. I never thought of it that way. I was named after, now it kind of makes sense, but I was named after my Uncle Roger. So that's why my first name is very important to me. My mom thought she was making it up. It turns out it's an extremely old German name. But you kind of carry with it the energy that comes with it, not only with the name itself, but I think for me, with the person it represented. I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
Yes, yes. And we can definitely look at what's going to happen. A lot of people don't think about this, and I wish more people did think about how they're naming kids, because when I looked at my own birth name, for example, and the energy vibration in there had a lot of energy patterns to it and a lot of very challenging codes that in many ways put me in a disadvantage in the world.
Right.
It placed me in victim patterns. It placed me in victim positions. And man, did that play out throughout my life. Of course, you know, growing up, I didn't have this information. I didn't know this. I didn't know what I was doing with it.
Yeah.
I'd constantly draw in these really dominating people and these really manipulative people into my life. And, you know, relationships have always been this huge challenge. Well, now I understand why, as I've looked at the codes and come to this understanding of what happens for me in my more intimate spaces and my more intimate worlds and the betrayal codes that are in there. And
right.
You know, they can be wonderfully nice people, but unfortunately I have these codes and I can't change my birth stuff, but I can make very various adjustments. And as you know, being at the stage that I'm in now in life, I can say, okay, I may not really be meant to be in certain types of relationships. But even having that awareness that I have an energy coding pattern that tends to draw and manipulate people, that doesn't mean I have to stand in the victim position. What that means is I can be aware that this is the type of person that my codes are going to naturally draw into me. So that means I need to shift and stand up for myself and say, yeah, but no, I'm not going to hold manipulative people in my sphere. If you come in and you come at me with a dominating attitude, I'm not interested in that. And I have to be strong enough to step up to that and function on my own, make my own decisions, these sorts of things, so that I don't stand in that position. So I don't have to just look at it and say, oh, well, these are my codes. I can't do anything about it. Baloney. You know, what you can do is be aware. And then you can say, okay, this is what I'm drawing in by nature. So I need to give things more time to really explore with people. I need to cut things off when these certain patterns come up right away, instead of saying I'm going to give the person the benefit of the doubt and the benefit of the doubt. No, that pattern's happening. I need to let it go. And so these are really, really huge things along the way, you know, as we look at it. So I can see how all these different pieces have, you know, played out along the way. And thank goodness I do have some favorable things in there. And as I've learned what my key patterns are, I've been able to bring those into a bit more balanced state, instead of getting caught up in the whirlwinds and the dramas and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. I love it.
Well, you said we got through September. Did we get through September or to September?
We got through September.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got through September in the last show.
All right. So we can start with October. I love October. I don't know why, but
I
love October. I love October.
Well, and I do too. It's a big turning point for me. And here again, we can tend to be coded to certain times of the year. We can tend to be coded to certain signs, and we can be coded to certain months and all of these things. Now, I have a natural coding, for example, to October. I was born in November, and I don't have a natural code with my own sign and my own birth month, which is really interesting.
That's so interesting. I'm a November baby too, so.
And this is why too. Sometimes when you look at a traditional horoscope or astrology scope, that people will go, I don't really fit a Scorpio, or I don't really fit this sign or that sign that I'm supposed to be.
Right.
It could be something like this where you might not actually be interacting with your own sign, so it doesn't resonate for you in there.
Right.
So what's really interesting, and here again, year by year, where I might ordinarily do very well with October, October of 2017 might not be such a great year for me, but October of 2019 might be a fantastic year for me.
Right. Yeah.
Because of that added dynamic in there that we're looking at.
Right.
So that's a fun thing. And even if you have, let's say, a month that isn't necessarily your favorable month, that maybe is something that flows with your codes or isn't flowing with your codes this year, on the bigger spectrum, we always will have those individual days, for example, that will still flow for us. So, you know, we always have opportunities if we get to know them along the way.
Right.
So I want to recap a little bit on the year 2017, because I find this to be a very, very powerful year. It's not just new beginnings like a lot of numerologists will say, oh, this is a 10-year or this is a 1-year, you know, and that diminishes down. So it's new beginnings and transitions,
right,
and things like that. But the 10-year really equates with the Wheel of Fortune energy. And the 2017 is running on this Wheel of Fortune type of energy. And that is very, very powerful. And this also, though, comes with a lot of caution. And the more aware we function with this pattern, the greater our gains stand to be. Because we're not just going back and starting another 10-year cycle in here, because really when I look at things from the realm of codes, unlike numerology, it doesn't operate on a 10-year cycle. It operates on, you know, it could operate on a 52-year cycle, or somebody may be rotating around between the same 5 or 6 patterns for a couple of decades in a row. So when we look at this type of energy that we have in 2017, we have to be very careful about how we're using our power. And when I say this, that means that the choices we make, the way we treat people, if we're in a position to influence somebody, if we're a parent and whatever we do is going to set an example for our children, they're watching us, for example. If you're a manager or supervisor or, you know, anything, it could just be being in the world. You're having an influence on people. So how you are is really going to influence what you get more so than a normal time. And so that's a huge key code pattern that is happening this year. Now, when we look at October, what's really interesting is because October starts to come back to other patterns in here. And even though it's operating on its own pattern, it is going to revisit, for example, October and December both do this, because October and December run on the same code patterns. They have a different flow to them, but they run on the same code patterns. And they're going to be mimicking what will happen in July for us. Now, when we talked about July on the last show, we talked about this is going to be a month that July in general deals with a lot of control coming out. It deals with those people who are in control wanting to silence other people. Or it can be a time where the people who have been silenced, the so-called victim people, the people that have laid quiet for a long time, start to find their voice in things. It's a time that is really bringing us back around to asking us to step out of the influences of the earthly world and the material world and to really get back and get connected with our wisdom. Now, what's interesting about this is when we see this coming up at the end of year, again, both October and December, what we're getting is we're getting a revisited energy. We're revisiting that energy from July.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen is in July, it has a very interesting aspect where the energy is actually a little more creative and it's a little more solo, and there's going to be probably a lot of people who are going to feel some creative urges that are coming up, and they're going to want to pull away on their own. If they've got an entrepreneurial spirit in them, they're going to want to branch out on their own. But when we see the same energy pattern coming up as we revisit it in October and December, we're going to be asked to have a lot of patience. It's all going to slow down. So we may have these urges coming up. We're not necessarily going to be able to put them in motion at that time. So we
okay.
need to use that time, say, to brainstorm, to let the creative juices stir around in there, to start to find our own voice in things, to start to find our own strength in things, uninfluenced by the programming in the world, uninfluenced by other people's opinions on things. So it becomes a more solo journey. Now, when we look at that energy of revisit, what that does for us is that it brings something back into our life. And this isn't just about like a lessons learned thing. This is about approaching what is coming back, what is returning to us as our spiritual self. So we might be in the earthly world, but we need to approach the situation from what I call a vertical space or a divine self space. And that is going to be our opportunity to make our own decisions from divine self, so using divine wisdom in the situation. So when we talk about this revisiting aspect or this revisiting energy, it's kind of like you're getting an opportunity, you're getting a do-over on something.
Oh, okay.
You're getting a do-over. So maybe you didn't speak your voice up in July, let's say. Now you're going to get a chance to speak your voice up.
Okay.
But you want to do it slowly, you want to do it cautiously, you want to do it practically, as opposed
right.
to being big rebel activist.
Like a hothead.
You know, hothead attacking energy. You know, you don't want to come from that fight, that resistance in things. It's like, you know, God bless the people fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline, but they're still using all these terminology of resistance. We've got to resist this. We've got to do this. Well, that's not going to help them in what they're trying to do.
Right.
They've got to be in this other space if they're going to succeed in the situation. It's not about fight. It's about a greater power than that. So these are some of the things we really want to see and that we will see open up. So if you feel like you're missing some opportunities, don't worry. Some of these things will revisit. They will come back around again. And what's interesting is having this happen at the end of the year in here is a component, because that's a natural time of reflection anyways. So
yeah.
Don't let yourself get pressured in on these months. Don't be pressured in to do something to to rush in your decision making. Don't let the peer pressure get to you during that time, because it's about you. And if you're honoring and taking care of you, you're taking care of the
right.
world. You're taking care of everybody else. But you got to take care of you in order to do that. That's the only way it comes out. So then we also have November in the midst of in between these two revisiting periods, right? And November
right.
is also a revisiting month, but it's a revisiting month of February, what we're in right now. And when we look at that energy, we've got a very, very interesting dynamic that's going on there, because here in February, we have this flow where finally we're getting some blessings and we're getting some openings this month and we're starting to see some successes and, you know, we're finally getting out of some of the stagnant sludge that a lot of people have felt that they've been in. It's like, I can say it for myself. It's like, thank gosh, I'm finally getting a shift someplace. And once the doors
yeah.
started to open, man, everything's flowing. Everything's going really quick now, which is exciting. And looking at this, of course, we talked about this being a big time with blessings for partnerships and relationships and connections. So, you know, a lot of my shift is going to be about that and you know, having these fortunate partnerships that I'm developing and have developed over time. So when November rolls around, we're going to be revisiting that. Now, in February, we've had to get a lot of creative, and our creativity has brought a certain amount of luck for this year. And again, that partnership, being creative with the partnerships we have to generate some successes, our resources, the people that are in our lives. Now, when this mm-hmm. is revisited come November, it's going to not be about the creativity, but how practical and how responsible are you implementing things? Are you operating from a solid foundation, or are you trying to still operate in la-la land? Well, la-la land can work a little bit right now, the dreams, the visions, and the creative stuff.
Right, yeah.
But that's not necessarily going to work when the same energy current comes up in November. So we stand to prosper. We stand to get victory as this rolls around in November. But most likely, our trust is going to be tested somewhere in that. And there is going to be some feminine maternal energy that's coming up. There's going to be some journey energy in that. And we may, by the end of November, need to feel, you know, the need to take a journey, whether that is a spiritual journey, whether that is a physical journey, whatever it is in that for us. But the more practical we operate as the openings happen in November and we get to revisit this February opening energy, then what we're going to have is a stability that can see us through over the long haul. So it's not just practical not doing the stuff, it's building that long-term future.
Okay.
So that's going to be very interesting. And when we look at that happening in November, we can also possibly see past loves coming into our life. So right now, where some people are releasing relationships because they're focusing on a relationship to themselves, or maybe they do have that new relationship that is really favored right now in love or in business or in friendships.
Right.
What comes through in November is going to be the past loves coming in. It's going to be the people maybe we haven't heard from in a while, or it's going to be something that's going to be familiar. Maybe it's going to be a soulmate who shows up through somebody. It's going to be a much more intense, deeper layering, and it's going to be a relationship that we're probably going to have for a very long time if we choose to go that direction.
Okay. That's good to know.
So definitely some positive, really incredible energy coming up. and the connections, the flow in November is going to be, I think, really, really powerful. But I think, again, October, December, what we're going to see in that time frame as this energy is revisited, it's going to be a lot of personal internal processing. We're talking deep, deep soul core layers of stuff. So there's going to probably be some work to be done. There's going to be, this is going to be the time to make the transformation during those months, the personal transformation. That's going to be the time to say, hey, if I can't deal with the world, I'm crawling into my cocoon and I'll come out in a couple of months as a butterfly. And that's perfectly okay. Because sometimes we need that. We need that balance of personal time, of personal self, of personal space. I really noticed that being blessed with the space I'm in right now, because where I do travel a lot in my vehicle and I am living in that kind of a lifestyle, in order to be able to get out and make myself available to speak at engagements absolutely free for people and to be a part of sound healings and things like that, I make some of those choices. I didn't realize that even when I would shut myself in my vehicle at night, that I was not really getting my personal space as much as I needed.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Because you've always got cars around you. You've always got things happening around you. So even when you're alone, you're not alone. You know, you're not really getting that breathing space. So having this, you know, physical space to be in, I'm actually getting my space, my own time.
Oh, that's going to be so nice.
So it's created a lot of balance for me, and it's given me a lot to think about as I move forward in this. Yeah, it's exciting times. Very, very exciting times.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you. We've talked a bit about your move, and I just get an excited feeling for it.
Oh. Well, and as I said to one of the people I know here, I said, you know, I would love to be able to, for example, go up and be where they are, in North Dakota, the pipeline stuff, but I can't do it from the energy vibration I'm in right now, because with that vibration I'm in right now, it would be more destructive to them than it would be helpful.
Yeah.
But once I make this shift, I place myself in a position to be of value, to be of use, to be able to be heard, to bring that energy that can transform the situation. So, it is very interesting, very... Yeah, it's powerful stuff.
I think so. You know, and just talking to you, I mean, once in a while, it just amazes me. It gave me a whole new perspective on looking at things throughout my day. You know, and the patterns with certain people. You know, and it, like you were saying earlier, it's just once you realize those patterns, you know, you may not understand the coding of it, but once you realize the pattern of that, you can, you know, I don't want to say do better, but change your interaction, you know, go from a reaction to a... an interaction, so to speak, you know?
Well put. Well put on that, Regina. And I want to throw in here, too, that I put out a lot of free stuff. I put out blog posts every week. I put out a weekly insights that I usually post in social media on Mondays. And if people aren't into social media, they can go onto my website, CompassionCodes.com, and sign up for my newsletter, and then they can get things through that. It will give them the links and things through that. I post things from my book and I tackle the concepts from my books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook, as well as my relationship book, You, Me, Life, Dreams, and its companion workbook from there. So I have a lot of free stuff out there for people. I do videos every month on there, and I'm just getting ready to post one that'll go up tonight or tomorrow through things. And so there's all these tips out there that they can take advantage of absolutely free. And
yes.
I do a lot of regular interviews. So if people have questions or things that come up, and I have people that will ask me about something, and sometimes I'll turn it into a blog post because I think it's going to be that valuable for people to know. And
right.
You know, so sometimes, let's say somebody doesn't have money for something to say, do a coaching session or do something like that with me. It's okay. And I'm trying to move more and more to working completely off of donations. It's a challenge, but I would love to be at that point where people just give whatever they
Wonderful.
Can give. And
yeah.
I plan to be setting up some events that are completely donation-based where people can
That's
come
good.
And work with different things. So look for those things in the future. It's going to take me some time to implement them, but there are a lot of resources that are absolutely free that are very insightful to help people know what's going on, to know what's happening
mm-hmm.
in these different times. And like I said, it's a great way where I can address things. I can somebody will say, I know they don't have the money to pay for my services, so maybe I use them as an example on a show like yours where
mm-hmm.
I'm doing an interview. And
right.
then they can get some of those insights and, you know, we can work it that way or something.
That's nice. That's always nice.
So always lots of possibilities.
I only say that because there aren't a lot of people who do what we do offer it in that way, you know?
I think there's more people trying to find these outlets because it's a very delicate balance between,
mm-hmm.
hey, I do need to eat and I do need to put gas in my vehicle so I can get to places. You know, I do have some basic expenses for a living and some basic needs, but at the same time, you know, we don't really necessarily always want to, you know, we want to try to help the people that really need help too.
That really, exactly. Exactly. That's wonderful. I love it. I love it. Well, we've got about a half hour left. Would you like to take a short little break? And then we have a few callers if you'd like.
Sure.
All right, we'll take about a 50-second break here, and then we'll take some callers for you.
Great, sounds wonderful.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Awakening the Spirit Show. I am your host, Regina. Again, you can find me at my Facebook page at Lady Dragon Psychic Medium and Reiki Mastery, or on my webpage at www.ladydragon.com. And I am here with Jesse Ann Nichols George, who is a coding interpreter. Welcome back from the break, Jesse.
Thank you. It's great to be back. It's so wonderful
to
be on
back.
Your show.
I love that song.
You know, it's funny. When you put that on, I was like, wow, it's amazing How many people pick that song when I'm on their show?
Oh, do you? I love it. It used to be the song that played at the beginning of our show. But it's just one of the songs that, you know, is kind of always humming in the back of my head. So, I love
That's
it.
That's awesome. I love it.
Awesome.
Talk about revisiting people of your past that you're connected to in different ways. That song has some meaning and a connection in it for me. So it's really funny.
Well, that's wonderful. See, there we go. And I was debated between two of them. So there we go. There's a reason.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Why don't we take a caller? My board kind of shrunk a little bit. But why don't we take a caller? I believe it's area code 917. You're on the air.
Hi.
This
is Emma.
Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Do you have a question for Jesse?
Yes, I want to ask something about my career.
Okay.
And I want to move forward in my career, and it seems to be taking a long time to get where I want to go, and I want to know, like, if you see anything changing.
Okay. I'm getting a sense you're probably partly wrapped up in one of the bigger global influences, because you have a natural ability to connect with people. And you're, you know, just what I'm seeing as far as the outer world, of course, I don't have all the pieces of information to look at all the specifics on things during this show. But one of your greatest powers or tools at your disposal is observation. And so if you simply observe things around you, you'll start to get the answers. But we're in a big, big global pattern this year because of the way the planetary influences are lining up that brings in this energy pattern that I like to refer to as the 11th hour. And the 11th hour is something we're dealing with here in 2017, and that is an energy where it tends to feel like things aren't coming through. It tends to feel like nothing's happening, or we can't get things flowing, or, you know, we feel this urgency or this need to make a shift, and we're not seeing the progress on it. These shifts are happening, they are coming through, but they're going to come through at the last minute. So when you're getting down to that point feeling like, oh my gosh, this needs to happen in 2 weeks, and I've been trying to make this happen for 3 months, it will open up. It's just, it's taking us right down to that very, very last minute. It's like that, you know, it's like that sports game where the two teams are tied and they're going right down to the wire, and then somebody gets a point.
Okay.
So we have to be patient, and this is going to be a really big thing of learning how to just surrender into this process, because what happens is we start to let our minds get into this space of fear and worry and anxiety because we're not, you know, our physical eyes aren't seeing it come through, but our soul knows that everything is happening perfectly, and it's going to happen in perfect time. And if we're willing to let go and just kind of work with some of that mantra aspect of everything is working to my best benefit, everything is coming together exactly as I need it to come together, and just surrender and say, I know this is taken care of even when my eyes can't see it. I do have a really great tool also that's absolutely free for people when they sign up for my mailing list. And it's called the Genesis Statement. And it's really great for both manifesting and releasing things in our life. And what it does is raises our vibration, and it helps our vibrations connect with divine will. And when we're willing to realize that divine will has our total and absolute best interest at hand, that's where we can see the miracles, when we just trust in that. So I know it's challenging to do that, but when we're willing to just surrender and go, okay, I'm gonna trust, it's gonna happen. I know it's gonna come through, it may come through at the last minute, but it's gonna happen. In the meantime, I'm gonna take care of today's stuff and not worry about it.
Right. That's good. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think that just lately, I'm just noticing how worried I am, like literally unconscious worry. And it's really consuming, and I don't understand, you know, what's going on really right now anyway. I mean, I feel like I'm changing. So, yeah, I mean, it's really difficult situation. There's nothing really much I can do but to just, you know, learn to have faith and know that things will come and that my life will get better. And, you know, because right now I don't know what else to do. I'm like, okay, there's nothing else coming. I just know I want to do this, and I've applied to several places and they seemed interested. And, yeah, so if any, you know, there's nothing really else coming, so that's what I have to work with then.
And,
right?
And with,
I mean,
yeah,
I can't just make something happen when nothing is happening within myself in the terms of like creating my own job or something. I don't have anything like that for myself, so I can't push anything, you know.
We can't force things to happen before their time. All we can do is place ourselves in a space of openness and receptiveness. And a lot of these things are coming up for people because we're not making the conscious connection enough with spirit. And it's
our world has
gotten so out of balance with this materialism. It's like people that have these aches and these pains in their body, and they get so focused on that ache and that pain. And a lot of times what we need to do is not focus on those aches and pains, because when we focus on them, we're giving them more attention, so we're feeding that ache and pain to stay there. So when we worry about whether we're going to get a job or not, we're actually feeding the energy of impoverished living. We're actually feeding that energy of unworthiness types of behaviors, and that cascades us in a whole direction we're trying to step away from. And so even though, yes, these things are doing there, all you can do is keep going out and applying and keep expanding your horizons to say, gee, maybe I don't really want to do A, B, or C right now, but maybe this is what I need to do right now. And I had to do that a couple of years ago. I didn't want to go get a regular job again, but I had bills that had to pay off. I had a lot of circumstances happening beyond my control. I couldn't control showing up to a venue and having the store decide they were going to close the day before I showed up. Okay, those were things that were not within my power to influence. But, you know, so eventually I had to come and base myself for a while and do that practical thing. But the volume of blessings that I have received by surrendering to that and just continuing to ask, just show me where to go, just show me where to go, has been beyond powerful. And the relationships, the people, the connections, the lives I've influenced, it wasn't so much about, hey, we want to make you suffer by doing this. It was about, here's a group of people that need your energy around. And I would go in, and no matter how much I felt like crying, I would just say, you know what, I'm going to be happy. I don't care what the programming says that I should be in this devastated space. I'm going to be happy anyways. So we need to just keep saying, you know what, okay, I've done everything I can do today to apply for jobs. Now I'm going to sit down and I'm going to listen to, you know, some brainwave entrainment, or I'm going to sit down and I'm going to listen to some really peaceful music, and I'm just going to allow myself to be in this peaceful space.
Yeah.
And those are the choices we have to make, and when we do that, doors open.
Yes.
I am doing that. So I think I'm okay. I just feel so bad, you know, for not working. I just feel like, oh, my God, I should be working. It's not normal for me not to, you know, but I'm doing everything. And like you said, I have another job and things like that. It's not, like, bad or anything, but I just feel like, yeah, it's just like I have to stop making myself feel bad for this, you know. It's really the truth of that matter.
And when we shift that perception from, wow, I feel really crappy for not working, to, okay, the divine is setting forth a really amazing plan for me, and just keep me in the loop. Keep it, bring it to a point that my human self gets it. Show me the doors to walk through. Show me where to go. You know, keep me in alignment with this amazing journey. We've had people making a lot of big leaps and bounds because of all this transition energy. And as a result of that, a lot of our course has been shifted. You know, we might have been heading in one direction, but when we made that transformation, now we needed to shift in a different direction. So those, some of those doors are closing. And if we sit there and go, thank you for closing these doors that are holding me back, you know, and I'm so grateful I'm being moved into, you know, divine will. And and when we realize that, and I remember hitting rock bottom so many times, but especially a couple of years ago where everything was collapsing at once, you know, every venue I went to was having issues, and the cat that I had rescued that I talked about on the last show passed away, and then my mom passed away, and then it was, and I couldn't get to anybody, and it was just all stuff. And, you know, I had to come back to say, everything that I need, I have, and it is not reliant on anything material. And that's not always an easy space to get to, because people get so wrapped up of, I need my home, I need this, I need that. You know, I went from a 2,400 square foot home to a 24 square foot vehicle. So when we get to that space and we realize all I really need is my heart and my mind and my soul self, I can do anything with that. I can do anything with that. Then we start to generate things to help us, because we already are in the space of, I have everything that I need. I have everything that I need.
Well, Emma, I hope you were able to answer your question or to help you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
so
we're going to
that gives you a little perspective and focus to work with.
Well, Emma, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. And, you know, you said it just absolutely perfect. We have to get, it is so easy for us to get into this mindset of why me, why me, why me. This is bad. This is bad. And I have to tell everybody, I'm a perfect example of that. You know, 3 weeks ago, it's been 3 weeks since I lost my job. 3 weeks. And the first 2 weeks, I was in that mindset of going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, my God, I don't have any money to pay my bills. What am I going to do? And it wasn't until last weekend or this past week that, like you said, you just got to stop thinking like that and say, hey, you know, this is what it is. And it removed, look at the blessing. It removed me from a job that wasn't making me happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And when we're not happy, then, of course, we create some of these things unintentionally a lot of times to fall out. And to be put into something that will create happiness. I want to mention, I hope Emma's still listening. Emma, you have an incredible gift to connect people. You have an incredible gift to flow between polar opposites in the world. So that makes you an excellent manager. That makes you an excellent trainer that makes you an excellent person for being able to bridge and resolve conflict.
Yeah.
You're able to resolve conflict by being, in a way, messengers between people who would just rather not have anything to do with each other.
Something
to think about when you're looking for a job. Maybe you need to focus on some positions that allow that to happen.
Allow that connection, that allows you
to take in these differences and bring them into this cohesiveness and to get the message to these different sides of things. So you can be like a great mediator, for example, type of thing. So those are, I'm going to just throw that out for her as far as actual professions
that's coming through very strongly.
And
she is. Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. She's a calming soul. So much so.
It's an incredible gift to have.
I mean, not many people do.
Exactly.
It's hard to do. But, yeah.
And she can be very good at sales, too.
Yes.
She can be excellent at sales, moving product.
Yes. Yeah, but once you let go of that, I don't want to say bad mentality, but that why me mentality and going, okay, what's next? What's next? What is it you have me to do? What is it you need me to do? You know?
And I love the what's next.
Yeah. And once I started that, it was like, you know, I now have a job offer and plus three other interviews lined up. You know? So it's coming, Emma.
Yeah.
What's next is awesome
to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yep, what's next? I love that. What's next? What's next? What else do you need me to do? You know?
What's next? Yep.
I love it. Well, we have time to take one more caller if you're up for it.
Sure.
All right. We have... Hold on here. 734 is on the air.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
Well, I'm listening to the show, and I'm hearing a lot of these things and you're saying, and I'm realizing them in my life. This has really been cool, very, very cool listening to you. Just like I am getting ready to move to a new apartment, and my lease is actually up the end of this month. And I just found this one less than a week ago. I know what you mean by the last second thing.
That's awesome.
I've also been in a job. Yeah, I've also been in a job that I've said it for actually multiple times over the past 2 years is I'm done. But I'm finally actually, I think, got myself to the point that I really am ready to go because I've been passed over different positions within this company. Now I just hit my fourth time. So I just kind of want to maybe see if what your thoughts on or what I'm saying, if I'm heading in the better direction, better code for me, et cetera.
Can I get your first name? Do you mind sharing that?
I'm so sorry, yes. That's fine. Becca, B-E-C-C-A.
Okay. And is that your legal first name, Becca?
Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
Okay. And... see here. I'm just going to take a quick look here and see what is hitting, what's coming up. I'm going to tell you right off, the reason you're being passed over for things in this place that you're at, where you're working, is because they're threatened by your power. And when I say that, you are a natural leader. You carry what is known as redemption energy and your codes. And when we look at that's just one piece of it. It's highly successful energy, and it is a piece that is going to shed light on things. It's going to show where things are not ethical. And so there are a lot of people who are insecure with themselves at the top. They've gotten to management not because of their skills, not because they're good with people, but because of connections, because of fast talking, these sorts of things. And my sense is that you need to be open to going someplace else, because the people where you're at cannot tolerate your energy. They're taking it as a competition. They're scared of it.
Yeah.
They're scared of being overpowered. They're scared of losing their position of authority and their false sense of confidence.
And as you're talking, I can tell you, there's two people I can name right off the bat that I know exactly who you're speaking of because of the situation. So.
Yeah.
So
one of the people that passed up for two of your jobs. So yeah.
You need to be where people are not going to be threatened by you. You need to find where people are working in that interdependence model. And you need to be where people can respect your authority or there's not a competition vibe going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So use the security of the position you have to take care of you in the meantime. But start looking around because you're one of those people. You're the kind of person that I look at and I say, you've done the work and you don't mind doing the work, and you're like that manager or supervisor or leader that will get in and lead by example, and you'll do the work with the people at the bottom, and you'll roll up your sleeves and work side by side with them. And there's not a lot of people that will do that.
That's different between a leader and a manager.
Yeah.
And that's how I was taught. And I was actually in a management position for a while at this company, and got moved out of it by someone that you were just explaining. And I have had so many people throughout the years at this company saying that department was in such a better shape when you were leading it.
Now, you've got another big dynamic that's going on as well that I'm going to mention, because this is a big global thing that's happening, is we're shifting into the matriarchal energy. So there's a lot of repression of the feminine by the fearful patriarchal energy patterns. And this isn't just about a male or a female body, but it's those energy patterns, and you operate from the new energy that's coming in, which is the matriarchal. Yes, you can be firm and all of that and be business, but you're coming from the feminine space. And so there's a lot of places where we see the good old boys club and we see that patriarchal energy trying to hold on to its reign. It can't do it. But if we come from a space of compassion, we can look at them and realize these are like wild animals in fear right now. And they're coming from the masculine mentality, which is all about competition, the hunt, and they're feeling terrified. So if we turn the tables and realize that's what they're feeling and, help them find a real confidence, it's like back leading in a dance. Then we start to turn them to support us instead of being competing with us. But you may have a competition vibe going on in that company too. So I think it's definitely worth you looking outward.
Yeah, this company I can tell you right now is the Good Old Boy Club. Good Old Boy Club.
I know
it is. That's where a lot of my changes have happened because of that situation. Of me not getting a position, and when I look at who did, type situation, I'll put it that way. I don't have the right anatomy, especially this last time, I strongly believe. That's kind of what I was thinking. I was heading in the right direction. But, because I know things are changing now. Like I said, that last-minute energy you talked about, that was like, when you said that, I'm like, my apartment, absolutely. But I'm all set up with the new one, so I'm very excited about it. And my next step after I got that settled was I was going to be looking for a different position because I can't take that anymore. I'm just exhausted from all of it, and it's just time to go.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what month and day is your birthday?
August 13th.
Oh, my gosh, that was my mom's birthday.
How strange is that? So
I love it. I especially love it when it falls on a Friday because people go, it's Friday the 13th. And I'm like, awesome, it's great, it's my birthday.
Isn't that fun?
So when we look at this, this is going to be a little bit of a challenging year for you, so you're going to have to be very careful because people are going to take your energy as more attacking and, this will kick in more. You're going to be You're going to continue to get some assistance in moving you forward until your birthday, but from your birthday this year until your birthday next year, you're going to be in an energy pattern that's going to be, it's going to be hard to ground yourself, and it's also going to be a pattern where people are going to tend to feel very threatened very easily by you because you're going to be shaking up a lot of structure. So what I suggest is go into a company that is ready for transformation because you're going to be that person who's going to shake it up and be the you're going to be on that pattern of revolutionary energy. So highly transformational, highly just pretty much tearing things down, you know, coming up, being a voice for the bulk of the people in the company and, you know, and shifting and transforming things. Once you get past that year, what you do with that and how you approach that, and if you are a compassionate revolutionary person versus the battle, the war, the fighting revolutionary person, you are going to set yourself up for your own throne. You're going to thrust yourself right to the top.
Yep.
Awesome.
So keep that in mind as you're moving forward.
It's been a fight recently for this at this place. It's just been, So that's exciting to hear.
Good. Mm-hmm. Definitely moving forward, Becca.
Well, thank you, ladies, both so much. And again,
welcome,
this has been great listening to you because, like I said, I heard so many things just going click, 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 ding, ding, ding. So.
I love it when it works like that.
I love that
thanks
about
a lot, ladies.
Because it just tones right in to the core of something. And it hones right in on what's happening and being able to bring some of these things out when I write and I talk and work with people, it creates those clicks for them. And I think that helps a lot.
I think it does. And, you know, there's so many out there that have, like, questions but maybe not be comfortable to ask. So I love it when we do shows like that and things just kind of click and, oh, yeah, that too, yeah. That's awesome. I love it. Well, I think we're down to like a minute or so. I'm so glad you could come back, Jesse, and we could finish out what the year had for us. Add that to
my pleasure.
We can add that to my notes. I'm excited. If you heard before, she was talking about some of the books that she wrote. I know you can find them. I found mine on Amazon. It has both the digital version and the paperback. If you're a book junkie like me, you'll love the paperback. So I just wanted to throw that out there in case people were interested in some of the book titles that you threw out there in reading them or working with that as well. And we'll definitely put up that other link to that old show. On Awakening to the Spirit Facebook page, as well as with Jessie's links and how to get a hold of her and get in touch with her. So if you have any questions for her later on, you can do that.
And I encourage people, if they want to know the truth about something, I mean, I've done posts on the codes of the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, it can literally be anything in the world if you want to know, you know, codes of anything. Let Regina know, and I'm sure she'll create a show, and I'll come back on, and we'll talk about it.
That is awesome. I'm excited, though. Yeah, definitely let us know, and we can definitely, you know, do a show on codes like that. But I just want to wish everybody a wonderful night.
Yeah, it can be anything. So weather patterns, natural disasters, whatever is happening, anything we can take a look at. So definitely,
yeah.
I think there's so many great topics out
there. That's awesome. That's awesome. So definitely, yeah, let us know. You can reach me through Facebook or through the Awakening the Spirit page, or directly, you know, you can go through Jesse as well. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us.
Thank you, Regina. It's been a pleasure.
Good night.